This is Davin's Den.
This is Davin's Den.
All right, we are back. Thank you for hanging out with us in the den. All right. Ready? Let's go. Okay.
Yep.
A South Carolina councilman is facing calls to resign after he wore a T-shirt featuring the Confederate flag at a community event for black and Hispanic kids. Greenville County Councilman Lynn Ballard made the questionable wardrobe choice Friday as he worked at a garden alongside volunteers from nonprofit group Upstate Circle of Friends, which works to improve the lives of at-risk children, especially black and Hispanic youngsters. Ballard was photographed at the event next to the group's executive director, George Singleton, who is black while wearing the shirt that read, "Used but not used up." By the way, that's what we have on Pip's ass, "Used but not used up." The council...
There's still hope.
I love that T-shirt. There's still hope.
Yeah, there's still hope. The councilman's duds also featured a motorcycle and a woman in lingerie, a photo posted to Facebook shows. Singleton said Ballard had called out for him to get in the shot, but he had no idea of the councilman's choice of attire. Ballard later reached out to apologize, but he should also issue a public mea culpa, according to the nonprofit executive. "I would not have taken the photo if I was aware, but I would have taken appropriate action with him and confronted him about the offensive nature of it," Singleton said. "I appreciate all the volunteers, but from here forward, we will make sure that our volunteers respect our community and the families that reside there and provide them with appropriate clothing. That's what we will do." The garden in Greenville Bells Mead section is also a predominantly black neighborhood, according to the Council of American Islamic Relations. The Washington-based advocacy joined Singleton in calling on Ballard to publicly apologize. Reach for comment Wednesday. Ballard told the Post he intends to address the T-shirt at a council meeting next Tuesday. "Hello, shirt." The Missouri native first elected in 2014 did not elaborate, but he claimed to the Post and Courier he didn't even realize what was on his shirt at the time. Got a little schmutz there. Oh, no, that's not schmutz.
Oh, no.
I didn't even know there was a damn Confederate flag on there. Who put this on there? I swear it was just a Harley and a chick with big tits. Who snuck that Confederate flag on there? But the tits were great, weren't they? The shirt... The shirt says "used but not used up." It shows a guy restoring an old motorcycle. I didn't even realize there was a Confederate flag on the shirt. Ballard had the offending shirt on beneath another garment that he took off when it got too hot, he told the newspaper. He posted the photo on his Facebook profile, but it's since been deleted. The spinach in the first two beds is growing well, and a third bed was planted today, Ballard recalled in another post. Nothing is more rewarding than planting a garden, watching it grow, and reaping the fruits of your labor. Oh, okay. Is that what we're calling you, this little escapade? The fruits of your labor? But Bruce Wilson, a black activist seeking a state House of Representatives seat, said, "No apology will suffice," and called for Ballard to step down. "There is nothing you have done. You've wronged the community. You know what was on your shirt. Quite frankly, you should be executed. You can't wear that kind of shirt. You can't wear that kind of shirt to predominantly black community in a black neighborhood and think that's okay." Apparently you can. Wilson told the Post and Courier. "And it shows guilt that he now just took it off his Facebook page. It's just sad. Whereas if he would have left it, it shows he has no fucking remorse." So really, if that's your logic, as far as Facebook's concerned, there's nothing Ballard could have done that would have pleased you. Let's just establish that. Ballard appeared to dismiss Winston's calls to step down, saying he has 7 grandchildren, 4 of whom are of mixed race. The other three are all Hispanic, Ballard said. "It would not behoove you to try to paint me as a racist." No. My kids bang whoever the fuck they want, and I've learned to deal with it. But some in Greenville flatly disagree, claiming there's little left to discuss. "It's disgusting that government officials think it's okay to support the Confederacy's heritage of hatred," resident Jason Short wrote in a reply to Ballard's garden photo. "This is 2020, not 2022. Resign!" All right. Shirt was offensive. Shirt was offensive. As dumb as it is, I do believe this guy had no idea what the fuck he was wearing. Which sounds ridiculous. But when you consider the fact that he was doing something to benefit minority children. He was volunteering to help children of color. And when you take into the fact that like all his a lot of his grandchildren are of mixed race or children of color, you know what? I think the guy just fucked up. He should apologize. Go listen. It was bad. I threw out the shirt. I even threw out the shirts next to that shirt because I don't want those shirts getting the wrong idea. I shouldn't have done it. I apologize, but I'm not resigning because I'm more good to the community.
Yeah.
All the
he made a stupid mistake. I think he might have remembered. I think he wore it not thinking he was going to be taking the other shirt off. And wasn't thinking. I mean, he should have never wore the shirt. It should have been left at home. This gentleman, Bruce Wilson, no apology will suffice. We call for him to step down. Black activist, not so much. He's looking for a state House of Representatives seat. He's doing this for a political motive, asking him to step down. Oh, I'm going to grandstand. He's grandstanding, you know? He should keep his job. He should apologize. He made a stupid mistake. You know, and even if you didn't think you were going to take your shirt off or your first shirt off, excuse me, you shouldn't have had that shirt on in the first place. But you shouldn't be fired. And Bruce Wilson is trying to grandstand to get votes.
I think the message is, you wear that shirt with your white family and the grandkids who call you grandpa racist. That's what you do. You can't wear it to a community event center. You got to know better.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, and like I said, it's a Harley shirt. You know, it's down south and it's on the I get it. However, you can't wear it to something like that. You know, and if you want to wear it, just wear it around the house. You know, don't even bring out your garbage in it.
That's the shirt you wear when your wife's getting on your nerves and you got to give her the backhand. That's the shirt. That's the shirt. That's the backhand shirt. That's what
that's
that is.
That's the learning shirt.
That's the learning shirt.
Oh,
that's
the learning shirt. Holy shit.
That's the learning shirt.
That's not the
goal. You know what? I was sitting there getting pretty upset because up until the learning shirt, I was completely agreeing with everything Joe said. And then I had to go... my faith is restored. I know he did.
No. I will not be held responsible for your insensitive remarks. I'll make my own. Thank you.
I was going. Damn! I everything Joe said, I agree with. And then we had the learned shirt.
Well, in Joe's defense. I guarantee you, she'll learn. When he's got the learning shirt on, she's going to be on her best behavior. It's the learning shirt.
Yeah, boy.
The learning shirt. I love that. Can you imagine, like, you have an equal relationship with your wife, but she knows if that shirt's on, she better shut the fuck up and listen, because that's the learning shirt. Like,
it's almost like when you were a kid. The whooping strap. I mean, it was that special thick strap that would hang there, and that was the one that, you know, Nettie would use to beat me, and if I hit it, there was two extra lashes for hiding it, you know? So,
wow.
The learning strap.
See, that's the problem with Nettie. She didn't want to work for the beating. She wanted it nice and convenient, right where she left it.
She came home. She worked all day, came home on the train, and now it's my shit. Where is it? Where, you know, a couple of lashes.
I work all day to put a roof over your head and food on your table, and you're going to make me work to beat your ass? How dare you?
Now, you got to say that in the old hacky joke. I work all day, and I'm like, oh, this is five lashes. This is like five extra five because you wanted to keep it in rhythm.
Time out! Time out was when my parent was done beating me. Time out! That's when they had to catch their breath. We didn't have time out! All right.
Better beat the kids.
Teach your kids.
Catch your breath.
I like.
Wait a minute. So now you got lashes just because she came home, or did you do something?
No. If I did something real, if I fucked up.
So every day.
Yeah. Well, the teacher called or something like that, or I did. You know, where's the strap? Where's the? I don't know. You know where the strap is? Where is it? Here. It's here. Hand it over.
But you got two extra for hiding it. Damn, boy! Wow.
There was one Easter morning that I don't know, I wasn't getting dressed fast enough or I was a problem, whatever. She threw her shoe at me It hit me in the head. The heel fell off. I got yelled at for breaking the heel off. My grandmother saw what happened, went ballistic on my mother for doing that, you know. And, yeah, it wasn't the happy of an Easter.
You know, I really wish Sensei Ferdika would have known that story before he hurt that board on your head.
Yeah.
really? It's like he brought back...
Yeah, Pip, we talked about that surprise. I brought up that surprise for that show.
It's just a shame some defenseless board had to be hurt and broken on Joe's head. If we only would have known how hard it was.
Poor Joe's head. That was a really long time ago we did that. I remember trying to get Russ to flip me, and he was like, he didn't want to do it. Yeah.
Yeah, we did that live remote about 10 years ago, yeah.
All right.
So yeah.
At that juncture in my life, I deserve to get smacked with a piece of wood.
Oh, don't sell yourself short, Joe. You still do. You still do. Don't sell yourself short. All right. So we all agree on that one. Let's move.
Okay, yeah.
And the learning shirt is going to stay with me. Probably stay with us all. I like that. I think we know what I think we know what this segment's going to be called.
Already on it, Chief.
Thank you. I knew you would be. Such a title. See if I could get that down to under a minute if I remember. I probably won't, but whatever. The learning shirt. The woman whose DNA from a sexual assault case was used by San Francisco police to arrest her in an unrelated property crime plans to sue the city, her attorney said Thursday. The woman has filed notice of a possible federal lawsuit because she feels betrayed by police officers who broke her trust and violated her rights, said her attorney, Adante Pointer. Pointer declined to identify his client. The Associated Press generally does not name people who say they have been sexually assaulted unless they choose to be named. The woman who was tied to a burglary in late 2021 during a search of a San Francisco Police Department crime lab database, according to District Attorney Chessa Boudin, who said last month that the match came from DNA collected from her as part of a 2016 domestic violence and sexual assault case. This is the ultimate betrayal and re-victimization at the hands of authorities and people that she sought help and protection from. Boudin said he dropped felony property crime charges against the woman after becoming aware of a report found in evidence of the property crime case that referred to a DNA sample collected from her during the 2016 rape investigation. The revelation prompted a national outcry from law enforcement, legal experts, lawmakers, and advocates, and led San Francisco Police Chief Bill Scott to institute new guidelines so that victim DNA would no longer be used in unrelated investigations. Yeah, but you got to keep it like handy, like on the mantle. You never know when you're going to need victim DNA. He said at a police...
I have some on my person right now.
Yes, yeah, but I don't know who the victim is. You or the guy who put it there. Anyway, he said at a police commission meet... That's why she was late at work, Joe. You know, that customer service job. You got to make sure that the customer's always happy.
The customer's always happy.
I'll tell you what, we were not getting that type of service from Dell. No. Yes. He said at a police commission meeting last week that he's discovered 17 crime victim profiles, 11 of them from rape kits that were matched using a crime victims database during unrelated investigations, KTVU TV reported. Scott said he believes the only arrest was that of the woman planning to sue the city. The department's crime lab stopped the practice shortly after receiving a complaint from the district's attorney's office and formally changed its operating procedure. California allows local law enforcement crime labs to operate their own forensic databases that are separate from federal and state databases. The law also lets municipal labs perform forensic analysis, including DNA profiling, using those databases without regulation by the state or others. Pointer declined to make the woman available for an interview with the AP. She told local media that she felt violated again after finding out the DNA collected as part of a sexual abuse case had been used against her. It was a slap in the face, she told KTVU-TV. It's just unbelievable. I'm still having a hard time wrapping my head around this right now. It's just not a good feeling. Okay, now before I say what I think, I'm going to let Pip have first crack at it. But I understand, but don't steal shit. Now go ahead. Go, Pip.
Well, yeah, I mean, one of the things that rang out to me is like, well, you are a criminal, but having said that, just as a disclaimer.
Allegedly.
An alleged thief. It's hard enough for women to report sexual assault in the first place. And there is still a tremendous amount of re-victimization when, any kind of sexual crime victim has to go to court because, you know, they still believe that you can bring up the woman's entire sexual life, and it's humiliating, it's frustrating, it's really terrible what sexual assault victims are still put through at the hands of the criminal justice system. It really is a re-victimization to have their DNA that was taken as part of, you know, trying to solve the crime against them, when we still have problems with backlogs of rape kits and evidence being lost and other complete foolishness going on in police stations throughout the country. And then to use that evidence against her, it's really setting back, it's turning back the clock on all the progress that they've made on trying to get women feel safe enough and brave enough to report in the first place. And it really made me sick hearing this.
All right. Now, here's what I will say. I agree with you, but.
Okay.
I think in a case like burglary, no. No. You do not do DNA from a rape kit. Now, if we have, like, a murder, a kidnapping, a bad assault, if this person did something like that, then I'm open to using that DNA. Because this is a violent person. So I think we gotta differentiate between property crimes and crimes where you're really hurting somebody.
Agreed.
I find it's very interesting that San Francisco, a very liberal place, would use the DNA in that context on another case. I feel that what they did was wrong. They're using the blood DNA as she gave it as a victim of rape. It was not, if they found something, you know, where she was tied to the crime and they took blood again as a person of interest, then that would be admissible and that would be proper. I feel that in the context of how it was used and how it was taken in the situation, I don't think that's right. If you feel that this woman did something and maybe was part of the burglary, then you would see if you would take another blood test, the DNA pertaining to that case.
But what about my example? Say she was in on a homicide.
You would be a person of interest and you would take it from that case. But take it again from that case.
But without the DNA, she might not be a person of interest. That's the thing. The DNA made her a person of interest.
Yeah. It kind of seems like the two databases should be separate completely.
I'm not sure they're not. They might be separate.
Yeah, I don't know how this was happened upon in the first place. That, you know, I mean, let's scroll through all of the DNA we have. Oh, look, a hit. Oh, she was a victim of a sexual assault. Let's throw it in there.
Listen,
how did that happen?
Some people collect baseball cards like I do. Some people look at rape kits. We all have our hobbies. You know, who am I to judge? No, I mean, listen, I said what I feel. I mean, listen, if it's such an egregious crime, then all bets are off.
What happens if you take it in a case? And you bring up a very good point.
It's the only type I bring up.
What if it was taken and it proved her innocent? Does she have recourse to sue them if she was proved innocent on that?
That's very interesting. I guess she probably could. They committed the same problem, although I don't think she probably would.
Yeah, because it's an interesting, you know, it's a very interesting thing. Could she sue that, or do we let a suspected murderer walk away? I don't know how the you would have to redo the statutes on that. That's a good question for that. But at the outset, I think, you know, on burglary or something like that, to use the DNA from when she was a rape victim, I think is wrong.
Yeah.
And it should be, if she's a person of interest, the blood should be taken again. So it's very interesting.
All right. Let's do some School of Fools. An Ohio teacher has been suspended after her alleged sex tape was airdropped to 200 of her high school students. I think that's a technology thing. I don't think they dropped it from a plane above. Oh, it's raining VHS.
What is that coming out of the sky? Was that a woman blowing somebody? Why
if you don't hit it's like free? Wait a second. Is that like air porn? What's happening?
Ew, I'm getting wet, but it's not. I'm getting wet, but it's not raining. I don't understand. All right. Enough.
Yeah, guys. So, yeah. What do you mean? I'm not covered for a woman blowing a guy falling out of the sky. I pay.
Yeah. What's the little lizard have to say about that? Get me the gecko. Get me the gecko. No. Escalate me to the gecko. Yeah.
Oh my, that's quite large. Is that Tommy Lee?
All right. The raunchy footage, purportedly involving the educator and a boyfriend, was stored on the teacher's cell phone and sent and sent out to students at Gin Academy in Cleveland on February 7th. You know, Cleveland rocks and has cucks. A police report was subsequently filed on February 15th by the school's principal, according to a local news network, WKYC. The unidentified teacher involved in the incident.
Yeah, I'm sorry. How funny is the station is KY?
Oh, my God. I was thinking it. I was like, KY?
The unidentified teacher involved in the incident is not currently considered a suspect, but Cleveland Police Sex Crimes Unit detectives are investigating. Yeah, because this is what she wanted to do. However, Cleveland Metropolitan School District spokesman Thomas Ott said the intimately exposed educator has been removed from the school and will not work with students pending the outcome of the probe. Her getting probed was what led to this problem.
Yeah, really.
The outcome of the probe. I didn't even think of that when I read it.
The teacher reportedly admitted that she had the X-rated video stored on her personal cell phone, but she said she did not airdrop it to anyone. A cybersecurity expert told the local news outlet that it's possible the educator's phone was hacked. If somebody were to have access to an unattended phone, it's fairly easy to capture someone's passcode, stated Alex Hammerstone of Trusted Sec, an information security consulting team. If someone has bad intentions, the first thing they'll do when they get access to your phone is look through your pictures, look to see if you have a private folder, and see what's in there. However, parents that have been outraged by the erotic airdrop and say it makes no difference whether it was an accident. As a parent, it's appalling. People fucking and recording. Who are these people? It's appalling. Disgruntled dad Ken Trump, only the biggest pussies, told Fox 8. Whore, dirty whore. It makes you feel. What's her number? It makes you feel like you have a punch in the gut, especially when you're an authority figure and you're a role model around children. You can't fuck the students. He added,
Bill, you can't fuck
them. He added, it doesn't matter how the video was shared. It should have been there and accessible to kids any form in the first place. How dare you have it on your private phone? Meanwhile, the Cleveland Teachers Union issued the following statement. Our collective bargaining agreement with the district provides for a process that protects our members, the district, and students when accusations are made involving members. We will work with our members and the district through the process. All right. Let's go.
Well, we'll work with our members.
Yes.
That was a foot race.
This teacher is a victim here. Now, I understand as a parent you're outraged, but it's not like she sent the kids a link in the home. Here, kids, take a look at this. She was a victim of a crime. She was violated. Now, I understand if maybe she doesn't want to go back to class and teach these kids, and she wants to be transferred. I understand that. But let's not make it like she did this on purpose, and she was trying to show everybody her going to town with her boyfriend. Why she left it on her cell phone? I don't know. People do stupid shit all the time. You know, sometimes you just want to show your friends what you've been up to. Hey, look at this video I made. Oh, wow. Look at that. I mean, it's not bright. It's not the smartest thing to do. But, I mean, it's not like she did this on purpose. I feel like they're a little out of control.
not shame her. There's tons of pussy on my personal phone. But the thing is, you don't do that kind of stuff to yourself, to children. I mean, women don't really send porn, including themselves, to children. That's a very unusual crime. She was a victim. And the fact that they're, like, you know, giving her the big scarlet A, like she did it on purpose, is kind of ridiculous. I would not want to go back to the classroom myself had that happened. I think I would have to work outside of the district, but...
Yeah, I mean, because...
calm down.
Because now all the students are like, you know what, our teacher can't fuck. She just lays there.
She just lays there.
That was your point, right, Pip? That was the point. That, I'm sure that's...
Absolutely, yeah, it was. Those third graders are ruthless in their, you know, condemnation.
Oh,
your style.
Look, our teacher has cellulite on her ass. This is so disappointing.
Where's your homework? My dog ate it. That's not an excuse. Well, somebody ate your pussy. That was not a problem there.
Oh, God.
Wow. Like a St. Bernard lapping up water, as Joe would say.
Oh.
I think the union, yeah. The union will probably, we should probably get transferred to leave, but I think the union will win on that for a couple of reasons you brought up. You know, it wasn't her fault. I mean, she's stupid to have it on her phone, but it is a private phone. She did not put it out on purpose. So I think the union will step in and help her out.
I hope so. I mean, it's really outrageous. Like, I understand why the parents are upset, but, like, be upset at the, you know, listen, can you practice a little better security? But let me see the video. But, I mean, but really, you should be smarter with what you do. I mean, how could you do that? But really, let me see the video. I mean, that's a parental reaction. That's what I would be like as a parent. Unless it's an ugly
teacher. I'm going to see that video now. And then after I get done jerking off, I'll make a decision.
Well, you know what? Let me stop right there. I was thinking along those lines. But if it's a really ugly teacher.
Of course you were.
I'm just being honest. But if it's a really ugly teacher, maybe she has scarred the children. I mean, maybe we really should consider that. You know, maybe she's too ugly to be making sex tapes. We have to consider.
The way things are now, everybody's so woke. If she was that ugly and you said anything, you'd be shaming her now.
Good point. Now, this video should be released to everybody. Look at her. She's proud of her body. Everybody should see this heifer fuck.
She's liberating herself.
She's willing to eat anything, including cock. All the children should see.
Look, she's liberating sperm from that nice young man.
How dare that man keep that sperm all to himself? Look, she's making him share.
Fly free, little guys.
Go sperm, onto my chest, into my face.
Man has the right to splash his sauce.
Sure. You know, too many people in our society are selfish, and she's just sharing, and he's sharing. They're sharing a good time. They showed the kids. If it was Sesame Street, it would be fine. What's wrong with this?
You know, it's amazing. Why? I mean, when you used to go to the supermarket, and you used to see your teacher at the supermarket, you would think, wow, they actually have a life outside of this. Imagine watching her screw somebody.
I'd like to.
That would be scarring.
Yes.
I'm just remembering what my third grade teacher looked like. That would be very scarring.
I don't think Mrs. Fox fucked. She was way too proper. I remember she was like eating healthy foods. So, like, she didn't like when kids, like, brought cupcakes in for their birthdays, but we brought cupcakes and we gave her an apple and she was thrilled to death. But I don't think Mrs. Fox fucked, so I don't think that would be appropriate. But anyway,
I don't think Miss Rice did either. God, she was still teaching. I think she was like 107 when I was in elementary school. She died a couple of years ago.
Oh.
Wow. I'm pretty darn sure Mrs. Duncan didn't fuck, but she sure did drink. In the class.
Well, I guess she runs on Duncan. Anyway. Okay.
But you want to know something interesting?
No.
Anthony Cumia brings it up.
No, 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 no. See, there's no stopping him. Go on, Joe.
What?
I said, do you want to see something interesting? I said, no, 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 no. And he kept on talking. But go on. You have the floor.
That's a good point. Anthony brings up that, you know, when you were a kid, like I said, you might see your teacher at the supermarket or something like that. That was it. Now you can go online. You can see him, like, in a bikini in Cancun. you know, it's like you know their backstory. It's very interesting.
Yeah, the world's a better place. All right. So we all agree they're doing this teacher wrong. I mean, she.
Yeah, the union will get her out of it.
Let's hope. All right.
They should do her like her husband was in that clip.
I mean, don't keep the shit on your phone. You know how much memory, how much space that takes up? You got to transfer that to a hard drive and let it get stolen from you in your pocketbook. All right. Let's do some turbulent air.
This is your captain speaking. If you look to your right, you'll see a beautiful, serene river. If you look to your left, majestic mountains. Uh-oh, straight ahead, it seems like we have a big black cloud. We're going to need you to fasten your seatbelts, folks, because it looks like we're in for a turbulent flight.
A young woman has gone viral for describing how a creepy fellow passenger began watching porn next to her on a flight, landing her a seat in first class after she complained to the crew. Melanie Schofield, 19, posted a short video on TikTok caption, "When the old man you're sitting next to on the plane starts watching plane porn. So you tell the flight attendants and now you're sitting in first class." The self-described actress, of course she is, model, of course she is, and artist, of course she is, shot the video from her luxury seat after the uncomfortable encounter with the prurient passenger. Only cried for like 10 minutes, so we're Gucci, Schofield added in the video description. She told the Daily Dot, that's what he was leaving, that the man's offensive behavior began right when she sat down. He immediately took up as much space as possible. It seemed like he was trying to touch me and make me uncomfortable, Schofield told the outlet. He used both armrests so that I didn't have one and forced me to be squished against the side of the plane. Adding that his behavior made me feel unsafe. No, an Arab with box cutters makes me feel unsafe. This makes me feel disgusting.
Somebody running up the aisle yelling Allah Akbar, that'll make you uncomfortable. Some guy watching porn, not so much.
Yeah, that's just gross. You're safe, dear. Yeah. Unless you're afraid you're in the splash zone, you're safe.
Oh my God.
Excuse me, this isn't SeaWorld and you're not Shamu. Within 5 seconds of looking at him, I notice he is typing on his phone, sex on a plane, and he begins watching pornography of people having sex on a plane, she told the Daily Dot. Well, at least he knows how to do a decent search. I immediately panicked, but I held it together. Did you? At first, the flight attendant didn't know what to do. Maybe get a napkin, she said, but then moved her to first class after she said she wanted to get away from the sicko. For the entire... What is he, just jacking it and they're having the conversation across... How is this happening? I don't understand.
I really don't know what was going on there. Now, she doesn't say that he was doing anything untoward like that. He was just kind of like... You know, man spreading and being a jerk about it, but
how did she know what
he was watching? Like, why are you stupid?
Because she's a nosy Nelly. Listen,
yeah, well,
I don't like this. I don't like the selections on this flight. I have my own entertainment.
It's a little creepy that he chose specifically sex on a plane when he's sitting next to, you know, young nubile thing here. That is creepy.
Would you prefer fucking on a Boeing? Would you have preferred that search?
No, but he could have chosen a different venue so it didn't make it quite so personal.
Two random lesbians as far away from a plane as possible. Yes, let's look for that.
That would have been totally acceptable.
Pip's upset with the search. That's what Pip is upset about.
No, that, you know, it's like he's sitting next to this young girl, he's encroaching on her space, and then he's, you know, it's like, oh, now I know I don't have to imagine what he's thinking. I know exactly what he's fucking thinking, because he searched it, and now he's watching it next to me. Ew!
Yeah, but again, like you said, mind your own business. Anyway, at first, I immediately panicked, but I held it together, she said. Held it together. At first, the flight attendants didn't know what to do, but then moved her to first class after she wanted to get away from the sicko. For the entire flight, I was upset and scared. So upset, I had to post a TikTok. But I'm grateful the flight attendants helped me and that I was able to get out of this unsafe situation, she told the outlet. All right, you were going to get sticky. You weren't going to get a bullet to the head. Relax. I don't think the creep was removed from the flight. I'm not sure how he got any punishment whatsoever. He was spanked. Many people express their support for the woman on TikTok, but not everyone. Of course not, because it's the internet. A lot of men were victim blaming, telling me I was overly sensitive and should not have been scared. Come on, it's a cock. Relax.
It's only a dick. Strap in.
Stop being such a cunt and look at, and let the man enjoy himself. Come on. But the price of tickets now? And some men I said I should not have looked on his phone, basically blaming me for the sexual assault I experienced. Yet. Okay, you weren't sexually assaulted. Relax.
Yeah.
Relax.
No, no, honey, no, you were not sexually assaulted. Don't fucking go there. Don't make it more than it is, because then nobody listens to people who actually are assaulted. Stop it.
Joe, was there a woman talking? I tend not to listen when they do. Anyway.
I wasn't wearing the right shirt.
Do I have to put the learning shirt on?
Please, Joe, during the next break, would you please put the learning shirt on?
Thank God I'm distance learning tonight.
Yes. It was unclear what airline the incident took place on. Schofield did not immediately respond to your request for the post. All right. A lot of things here to unpack, including this guy's unpacking something on his pants. It is bad form, I would think, to watch porn on a plane. I've never done it. Has you guys ever done it?
No, I've got
no.
You know, with nosy Nellies like this, you can't. I mean, really?
No.
I mean, she was not to victim blame. Like he's showing. He's ultimately showing bad class by watching porn because there's a young woman next to him. But again, looks eyes in front, sweetheart. Eyes in front. You don't got to. I mean, he's showing bad form because he's spreading out, you know. But he could be doing that watching Clifford the Dog. I mean, that's just bad flight form right there.
Yeah.
And, you know, and this girl, she's 19 years old. You could tell everything is about her, you know, especially that one line. That one line. I only cried for like 10 minutes, so we're Gucci. Oh, I wanted to put that plane into a nosedive. Yeah.
That'll show her.
That'll show her. She needs a learning shirt.
But you can't be watching porn on a plane. It's not that private of a space. People they're walking by with a drinks cart, and there's, you know, I mean, there's people sitting behind you that might be able to see through the chairs. You got a little kid behind you. You don't want to watch them playing hide and seek with the salami. I mean, don't watch porn on a plane, people.
But the funny thing is, they don't mention in the story, well, this story is all about her, but they don't mention if the flight attendant told him, you can't watch porn on the fucking plane. This isn't a theater on Broadway. You know, it's a plane, not a Times Square theater.
Well, here's the thing. You guys are right, but you're also wrong. You're right you can't watch porn on a plane. But the reason is the internet is so slow on these fucking planes. I mean, really. I mean, it's just, you're not, I mean, for 25 minutes, she's unzipping his fly, and it's just buffering and buffering and buffering.
Right,
it's
because the FAA has to be, you have to be in airplane mode.
Well, no, you can get the internet on flights though. You can, because some of these flights do have internet access.
Oh, they do. Yeah.
So what they should really do is they should do what some hotels do and block those sites. Block those sites on the plane. And, you know, listen, it is bad. Listen, I understand wanting to watch porn on a plane. I get it. A lot of people are very tense and a little whack or a diddle. It can be very relaxing. Take the edge off. I get it. But it's got to be an empty flight. You can't be doing it when somebody's right next to you. You know?
And just don't ever ask for a blanket on a plane. Don't.
Why? He's trying to cover up.
Dress in layers. Don't use those blankets.
It's like you're,
they don't clean them.
Getting one in a hotel, there's probably more semen on it than an aircraft carrier.
I think the solution, I mean, what happens if this is a pack flight? The solution is, sir, stop watching porn. I mean, they're kicking people off for what they write on their masks. but they're letting this guy stay on the flight. I mean, really, Let's Go Brandon is a lot less offensive than this guy watching porn with a young woman next to him. I mean, really?
Yeah.
Sir, we're not serving wieners on this flight, sir. No. No.
But that's the thing. Here's how you know this guy's depraved. Who the hell watches porn and doesn't take it out? I mean, really?
Let me tell you something. On some airlines, he can care less. I mean, usually on Southwest, he can go, he's coming like the Trevi Fountain. We ain't moving anywhere. Here's a blanket.
If you don't want to get splashed on, if you want to sit in the no splashing zone, that's an extra $45. Your seat is not a non-splash seat. You come as you are.
Or he does.
Exactly. Okay.
I mean, is it like a Gallagher show? You need a drop cloth?
You do.
Flight?
You do.
Yeah.
You know, she almost got airdropped. Forget about the teacher.
Please note that your vest could be also used as a chiz towel.
That's going to be the next thing on these flights. Wax zones and non-wax zones. That's going to be the next thing.
Can you see, like, there's a, like, the jerk-off sign, like, the jerk-off sign comes on?
I'm sorry. You're going to have to stop jerking off. Where the pilot says we're going to be hitting some turbulence, and you might hurt yourself.
The captain informed us we're going to be hitting turbulence. You might want to grab your hand around your cock. Save your
No, turbulence, you have to stop. You have to stop the cock. Because you're going to yank too hard. Plus, you're not going to be control where it goes. You're going to go left, right. You could get somebody. You could get a flight attendant walking down the aisle just trying to serve some ginger ale. Yeah, once the no jerking sign comes on, you must put away your penis. I'm sorry.
But wait, wouldn't that be like that? The ultimate, like, pretend it's somebody else's hand, because you could just hold it steady and the turbulence would move it for you.
I understand. I understand.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying, but you're not alone. You're not alone because you can't control it. Now that thing could go anywhere, and we can't have collateral damage.
Wait, you know how you have to check? You have to say you're willing to sit next to one of the escape doors.
Yes,
like you have to say you're willing to sit next to the, you know, the pud pullers.
Sure. Yes. I know. I'm prepared to sit next to the stroker. It's fine. It's worth it for the extra leg room. Thank you. Please.
The extra leg room. Yes.
Does this seat recline? Well, if it does, its flight's going to be very messy.
A nice airline. You fly Southwest. There could be a guy next to you rewiring his shoe. You're sitting still. You ain't going anywhere.
You go on Spirit's airline. That's offered as a premium package.
Oh,
I mean, listen. I feel bad for the girl and everything. It was a little. The sexual assault was a little over the top. And the crying for 10 minutes.
That everything is about her, and she's got to spatialize it. Like, I'm the best lesbian. I was like,
well,
shut up.
Hold on. In her defense, we wouldn't go on TikTok. We would bring it here, and it would be about us. So, I mean, you know, we would kind of do the same thing in our vehicle. You know, Joe would text me, listen, can you put 15 minutes aside? I was on a flight, and something weird happened. And we would talk about that. We would all do the same thing. Now, Joe wouldn't say I cried for 10 minutes. Joe's a drama queen. He would cry for like 20. But still, you know, we would talk about it.
But I most certainly would not say I'm Gucci.
No, you'd say, I'm Platsky.
I'm Platsky,
and he was Splatsky.
You know, I really took issue when she said that she was sexually assaulted or whatever she said that had happened to her. But, I mean, look, this guy was minding his own business, basically, next to you doing his thing. Apparently, you've never been on the New York subway system, honey. Because that is assault. Wait a minute. What's that behind me? That's not an umbrella. Get the fuck off of me.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I feel bad for her. It's nice that they moved her. But really what they should have done was moved him. Really, it's been like, sir, you need to shut that off or we're going to turn this plane around.
Wait a minute, cut that off. Jesus, that's a little...
Well, shut it off.
Like in a station wagon going down to Florida. I mean, you know, it's like... he might be in the air already.
Yeah, but they do that. They do that over masks. They do that. We're going to turn this plane right around. They do that over masks. I mean, you know, listen, this guy's doing it over watching ass. It's all the same. Whatever.
Just really torture him. Just like, you know, duct tape him to his chair duct tape his hands down.
Yeah,
that'll get him.
That's the thing. There was no mention of him like doing anything to himself.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
No, I don't think he was. I don't think he was doing anything to her or himself.
I don't understand.
It's just kind of ew.
I don't know. What are you watching porn for then? The acting? Really? What are we doing here?
Yeah. I don't know. I can't imagine.
You need to watch porn with a purpose. You know, listen. We all know why you're watching the porn. It's a means to an end. Nobody's watching it to see De Niro's latest performance. You're watching it to splash, as Joe would say, splash your sauce, or you know, get it in if you're a girl. You know, you're watching it for a reason. To watch it on a flight and not touch yourself, I almost think that's cause for arrest.
I think that it's bizarre. If anything,
that he's a monster. Who are you? We can't have you on this flight. You're not touching yourself. What's wrong with you?
If the plane was still on the ground, he didn't take off yet, and the guy's watching porn. Do you think he would have escorted the guy off the plane for watching porn?
No, because I don't think I don't think the police would have wanted to handle him.
No, possibly.
Well,
possibly.
Well, you always say TSA is not real cops. You figure it out.
Yeah, no, it's just kind of gross and indecent.
Yeah, he didn't do anything wrong.
Other people to it.
He technically didn't do anything wrong.
No, technically he didn't. He was just being gross and inappropriate.
Yeah, which will get you kicked off a flight, as we've seen.
Yeah, right. It will.
Yeah. All right, let's do an outstanding display of spite.
There's one thing that unites the three of us on Davin's Den. It's an outstanding display of spite. In lieu of that, we'd like to introduce Outstanding Displays of Spite!
A couple claim their hellish neighbor installed a mannequin to stare into their bedroom from their loft window. Rosie and Christopher Taylor Davies said they were forced to live in darkness with the curtains drawn after Simon Cook propped the dummy up so it faced directly at them. The fact that he failed to use frosted glass for the newly fitted Velux window meant they had to resort to getting undressed behind a bookcase, the only point on their top floor where they could not be seen. And everybody knows bookcases are used for Zoom calls when you're going on like a news program. That's the proper use of a bookcase. Look at all the books I have. It's all Dr. Seuss, but they were red. And to add insult to injury, married dad Mr. Cook added a blonde wig to the mannequin, making it appear that someone was watching their every move. Christopher said, "We can't take a shower and get dressed without being overlooked. It essentially is like living in darkness." Rosie and Christopher took Mr. Cook to the high court, but they lost their privacy battle, and they were not living Gucci. A senior judge agreed he had not taken his neighbor's concerns seriously, but ruled Mr. Cook had not breached planning rules by installing an openable window with clear glass. The court heard that he had applied for planning permission as part of an extensive works to his $2 million home near Richmond Park, Southwest London in 2019. This involved a roof extension with dormer windows on both sides and at the back, but Rosie and Christopher objected to the elements of the project, calling the windows an invasion of their privacy. The Velux directly overlooked their bed, and they felt they would be watched day and night, whether they sleep and shower, the couple said. What are you guys fucking doing in bed day and night? Really? Get the fuck out of bed. Do something with yourself.
They're living in darkness.
Go on a flight. Watch some porn. Be productive. In February 2020, the council granted Mr. Cook planning permission, but laid down conditions that the dormer window should have obscured glass and be non-opening, like my high school girlfriend. However, officers waived those rules for the Velux, because it faces the sky and would have less impact on neighbors. Challenging the council's decision not to take enforcement action, the couple's barrister, Stephen Whale, argued they had been robbed of their privacy. The neighboring houses are on a slope, meaning Mr. Cook is slightly higher than Rosie and Christopher's. This means anyone looking out of the roof light can see directly into the Taylor Davies top floor, including a clear-sided shower box. But despite knowing of their concerns, the neighbor had added insult to injury by sometimes positioning a blonde mannequin in the window, facing out onto their property. A blonde! Well, we clearly prefer brunettes. Mr. Will said it serves to give the impression, as presumably he intends, that there is a person at the window overlooking their property and invading their privacy. She just stares and stares, so dead eyes, just staring.
Like this eyes, like a doll's eyes.
It only adds to their distress. The overlooking of their property and the invasion of their privacy as a result of the Lux window is very distressing to them. There is no good reason for the Lux window to have clear glass or be openable, as there is another window very close on the opposite wall. There would be no loss of amenity to Mr. Cook were the Lux window to have opaque glass and be non-openable. The only thing the Lux window overlooks is the top floor of the claimant's house. Giving judgment, Mrs. Justice Lang agreed that he did not take the claimant's concerns seriously, but still ruled in Mr. Cook's favor. We can't take a shower or get dressed without being overlooked. It's essentially like living in darkness. The couple, both New Zealanders, moved into their home besides Richmond Park 27 years ago and raised a family there. Rosie, 62, is a costume designer who's worked in TV, film, and theater, as well as winning a local council award for her campaign to make protective scrubs for medics during the pandemic. Her husband, 59, is a technical consultant and software designer. Speaking from his home after the court hearing, Christopher said the mannequin is no longer at her station by the window, but they are still contemplating moving. We've lived here for more than 20 years. We might have to move out because of all this. Mr. Cook was not party to this case, which was an attempt by judicial review by the Taylor Davies to get the council to take action against him. This, believe it or not, was Pip's blog, so we will give Pip first crack at this.
Why, believe it or not?
What the fuck is that? Oh, it's the phone, I guess. The hell? I guess that's hooked
up. I don't know what's going on.
It's a ring I'm not used to. Why, believe it or not? Because out of all the juicy stories we had, this was the one you chose. Yeah, I mean...
It just, for some reason, it spoke to me. Because these people are being so extra when they're talking about how they're being, like... bothered by this window that was put in. We have to live in darkness like naked mole rats. We have to scurry around our home and hide behind bookcases to dress ourselves. And you know what? If you're really that bothered by this window that they've put in, first of all, it doesn't say that they went over and spoke to the neighbors and said, you know, we feel really, like, observed because the window is, like, facing us. And then maybe the neighbors would have said, oh, you know, okay, we'll put some privacy film over the glass or whatever. But they went right to, okay, we're going to go to court about this because we feel naked in front of you. And have you heard of curtains? Have you heard of putting maybe some privacy film over your shower? I mean, they're not scurrying around in the darkness. They're just being so, like, drama queen about this that I thought it was really hysterical that they went that nuts, and then all of a sudden they decided, you know what, if you're going to go like this, we're going to double down. You're so afraid we're staring at you, we're going to sit something there to stare at you. It's a really dick move, but it's a funny dick move. It's like, they need to calm down.
They should have given the mannequin, like, a camera. So, they would think they actually are being... And you can record. You can have a camera outside your window.
You could. I mean, that would really be a dick move. They're not being watched by the mannequin, but I love that it's like, to make matters worse, it was blonde. Like, what, a brunette mannequin staring at you would have made it okay?
Sure.
What are you people talking about?
I mean, I understand them being annoyed by the situation. I get it. But like you said, put up curtains.
Like they're over the top about it.
I mean,
I don't know. I think that when he applied to get the planning commission, he said that laid down the conditions that the dorm room should have an obscured glass and be non-opening. However, the officers waived the rule for the Velux because it faces the sky and would have less impact on neighbors. I don't know if they could, you know, if they could see where it was facing directly to the neighbors on that. I mean, it's kind of like they waived the code on that. And sometimes it's tough to waive a code. I feel like they're getting the short end of the stick, the neighbors.
Well, if they wanted to, you know, make them adhere to the code and say, okay, you made it openable windows, so, you know, like you can crack them open for ventilation or whatever, but you have to put the privacy film on them, maybe that would have just ameliorated the whole thing. But if even the judge is saying that's not such a big deal, why are these people freaking out?
You know why I would be upset? Because it's code, and they waived code on that. And because you waived code on that, it's an infraction on my privacy. And that's why, and for the judge to go, what are you going to do? No, it was code. You know, you changed the code on that. There should be privacy glass on there.
Well, they didn't change the code. They just broke the code. You know
what? I got a funny feeling this guy with the mannequin probably greased the palms of some of the people that enforced the code and stuff like that.
It's possible. I mean, this is West London, so it's not like it's a small town, but they very well could have. I understand that they're annoyed, and they, you know, they have their privacy, and maybe they like to walk around naked upstairs and everything, and that's perfectly, you're right. But you know what? Put some shears up, you know, if your neighbors are too close to you. Most people have curtains.
Or at least do some
just
crunches.
Saying.
Do some crunches. You know, be productive.
Or make porn. If you're going to...
And airdrop it to students. Airdrop your porn to students.
Yeah, to the neighbors. All the neighbors' kids. Do it. Right. No, don't do that.
Well, it is an outstanding display of spite.
What's that?
I said it is an outstanding display of spite.
It certainly is. I saw the picture of the mannequin looking out the window, and I was like, that's pretty funny.
Mannequins are fucking creepy when left alone. Yeah.
Oh, you prefer to be in the company of mannequins?
They shouldn't be left unattended.
He prefers them in a group.
No. All right. Let's take our final break of the evening. Going to be a short one. One song, Tommy Stoneberg with the song Promises. You can learn more about Tommy at deucemusic.com. We'll come back and we will do some scamming scammers.